Hiya, it's Wildcards. I'm Josh Sexton. Joining me today to discuss topics that are voted for by you on the Twitter sphere are Kev Riley, Kev Walsh, and George tried a crack lineup to hopefully get into some crack topics, not crap topics, as I nearly said then. But I'm going to go to the Twitter now to see what people voted for, because for those who don't know how this show works, the topics are voted for by you, the listener. However, we just put them into little categories first and foremost. So that'll be Liverpool, it'll be general football, it'll be general sport, and then one random one to give us all a little laugh before we move on to AFQ straight after this. So the topics that we put to the public for Liverpool first and foremost were Mo Salah's future, Ibu Konate's future, and LFC's next buy should be question mark. So it was Ibu Konate's future that won, I'm afraid. I was looking forward to getting stuck into who Liverpool's next buy would be, but
that's a good
one. he's got a job to do
anyway. We will absolutely leave the shtick to the Gutmanator. So we will discuss then Ibu Konate's future. George, I ended up in a weird headspace when I was watching Konate in the Madrid game, where like it was probably his best performance of the season, and I not too much questioned it, because I was more just going off the back of beating Real Madrid. But like, I almost questioned whether it was because he felt like he was doing a bit of an audition for them, or whether he was just like, just had a really good game, because Liverpool had a really good game, and it was just symptomatic of the team looks better and suddenly Ibu Konate looks better.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of the two. I think back to front, we looked really good in that game, and there was structural relationships which had been long established, which made it look like, you know, we knew what we do and the team were familiar with each other. The shape was really good. But when that comes down to individual performances, I didn't even think of that as an option. Now I wouldn't say you've ruined my day, because I think ultimately
because you beat us.
Because you also love me as well. So
that is true, but it makes me day seeing you. So that's where we are. But I think Ibu Konate is eminently replaceable when it comes to his profile, his ability, his heading ability. Yes, he's got great physical attributes. He's quick. He's strong in the air, but I wouldn't say good in the air. Considering that we've had many opportunities this season, particularly in the opposition box, where he's put headers wide from 3-4 yards out